Well, the weekend's here, and that means it's a chance to catch up on all the reading that you just can't seem to get to during the week, or at least I can't. And for me, one story that I'm planning to read is a New York Observer piece on this woman named Stephanie Winston Wolkoff. She's the woman who's behind the scenes at the New York Fashion Week. She actually runs it, and it just ended, and it's sort of a profile of her and the business of actually putting the show on, what goes into it, that it's maybe not as glamorous and as glitzy, surprise, yeah. as you might think it is. Rana, what are you reading this weekend?
So I am reading Ben Stiles' new book, The Battle of Bretton Woods. He is the director of international economics at the Council on Foreign Relations, and you might think this is a kind of a wonky topic, but he has made
Bretton
it,
Woods, I think you'll
Bretton,
have to...
Bretton Woods, which is, you know, it's shorthand for the post-war financial order, kind of a wonky idea, but he's made it very sexy because he gets into the personal relationship between the British economist John Maynard Keynes and his American counterpart, Harry Dexter White, and the battles that they had over how to restructure the global economy and
because
the fact
they
that
they all gathered up in New Hampshire.
They
at
all
Bretton
gathered
Woods.
In this town in New Hampshire called Bretton Woods at the Mount Washington Hotel, and there were a lot of very colorful inside stories. I mean, White, for one hand, was an admirer of Soviet economic planning. You know, who would have known? So I'm looking forward to having a look at that.
Joe, what are you reading?
Unlike Rana, I submit to my own business wonkiness.
Okay.
I am going to read. I'm not promising to do it this weekend, but the book that I have lined up that I just downloaded a couple of days ago is called The Trouble with City Planning. It's written by Christina Ford, who is a former top city planner in New Orleans. And she's written a book about the experience of trying to rebuild New Orleans and the difficulties city planners and city planning had in general there. And the reason I'm interested in it is because we've just had Sandy here in New York and New Jersey. And there's a lot of thought being given to what we should rebuild and what we shouldn't rebuild and
do
how we
make big giant dams around the city.
Or do we leave some land fallow to protect us from the next flood? So I have been told that this is a book is a really good way to kind of come at that thinking and to try and not make the mistakes that New Orleans made.
Are you shifting over to being an urban planner?
In my next life. Although, you know, the most famous writer in the history of fortune, William White, was also one of the great urbanologists in the country.
Well, if you want to read these stories or books, you can find our weekend reading list at moneytalking.org. And while you're there, tell us what you're reading or what you think we should check out. And don't forget, you can take this program with you as a podcast, available for free on iTunes. Rana Faruhar with Time Magazine, Jonah Serra with The New York Times, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.